KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 53 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today and a high of 79 with winds northwest at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle at around 2 a.m. today in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man and woman on drug charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports Zendel Gamblin of Creston was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and operating a vehicle without a valid license. And Desiree Ladd of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of a prescription medication. Red Oak police arrested five people over the past 24 hours. At around 1:30 this morning, 49-year-old Noble Gene Kahn of Cleveland, Tennessee, and 50-year-old James Keith Softley Jr. of Villisca were arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 near Eastern Avenue. Softley was arrested for driving while suspended and was being held on a $566 bond. Kahn was arrested on a warrant out of Missouri for passing bad checks, fugitive from justice. He was being held at the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. At around 6 p.m. on Tuesday, Red Oak police arrested 54-year-old Richard Lee Lapgard Jr. of Red Oak for domestic assault for his defense. His bond was set at $300. And at around 4 p.m. on Tuesday, 46-year-old James Reed Mitroff II and 65-year-old Patricia Maureen Hawkins, both of Red Oak, were arrested in the 300 block of Broad Street. Mitroff was taken into custody for violating a protection order. Hawkins was arrested for aiding and abetting the violation of a protection order. Both were being held on $300 bond. Officials of the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau said Tuesday that 36-year-old Trent Matthew Sewer of Walnut faces two felony charges stemming from an investigation that began in March of this year. Sewer faces one count of insurance fraud, presenting false information, and one count of perjury. Both are Class D felonies. According to a criminal complaint filed by the Iowa Insurance Fraud Bureau, Sewer made false statements in connection with a workers' compensation insurance claim and during sworn testimony. On June 23rd, he was arrested by the Pott County Sheriff's Department after an arrest warrant was issued by the Pott County District Court. Sewer was booked into the Pott County Jail and was held on a $5,000 bond with trial set at a future date. No additional information will be provided by the Iowa Insurance Division at this time. Iowans with information about insurance fraud are encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau at 515-242-5304. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports the City of Council Bluffs requested permission to release untreated wastewater to the Missouri River after discovering problems with the sewer line Tuesday morning. The DNR granted approval to discharge anywhere from 125,000 to 200,000 gallons of untreated wastewater in order to enable the city to inspect a potentially collapsed sewage pipe near 32nd Street and 12th Avenue. Starting at around 8 a.m. Tuesday, the City of Council Bluffs bypassed 68,510 gallons from the sanitary sewer to the storm sewer before ending the discharge at 9:25 a.m. Storm sewer discharges to the Missouri River near Dodge Park. The city collected water samples from the discharge and from the river, both upstream and downstream, for testing. The DNR encourages residents to keep children and pets away from the Missouri River downstream of the Dodge Park stormwater pump station for the next 24 to 48 hours. And in an update to our reports over the weekend, the Food and Drug Administration now says 122 people in seven states have been sickened and 19 hospitalized by a recalled bagged salad mix contaminated with cyclospora, a parasite that can cause severe diarrhea. The bagged salad was distributed to a dozen Midwestern states by Hy-Vee, Aldi, and Jewel Osco grocery stores. The salad mix is packaged as Hy-Vee brand garden salads, Jewel Osco Signature Farms brand's garden salads, and Aldi Little Salad Bar brand garden salads. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says the most people sickened in Iowa are with 54. Illinois has 30. Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Wisconsin also have reported illnesses due to that virus in the bag. In the funeral announcements, Kevin Doerr, age 62, of Bayard, died June 17th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kevin Doerr will be today at 10:30 at the Bayard Church of Christ. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. David Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died June the 4th in Omaha. A celebration of life for David Sargent will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Prairie Rose State Park, shelter number 2 in Shelby County. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ernest Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May the 3rd. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Abby Jane Pierce, aged 61, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at her home. Graveside services for Abby Pierce will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dorothy Larson, age 88, of Stanton, and formerly of Audubon, died Monday in Stanton. Funeral services for Dorothy Larson will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Arthur Art Hibray, age 94, of Harlan, died June the 19th. Funeral services for Art Hibray will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Terry Byrd Brent, age 56, of Stewart, died June 16th. Memorial service for Terry Brent will be held Friday at 3 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Kenneth Love, age 92, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Kenneth Love will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Kensley Renee Railsback, age 2, of Guthrie Center, died March 25th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Celebration of life service for Kensley Railsback will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Colleen Morrison, age 64, of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and formerly of Atlantic, died February 17th. A celebration of life for Colleen Morrison will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Alma Tallman, age 84, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. A celebration of life memorial service for Alma Tallman will be on July 11th at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bill Rustvold, age 82, formerly of Audubon, died May 29th in Louisiana. A celebration of life for Bill Rustvold will be held July 18th at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Douglas Seaman, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Celebration of life services for Doug Seaman will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.